Final hour, final show. Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. Taking you up till 6 o'clock. Is it Keith and Fitzy tonight? It's got to be Keith and Fitzy, right? You're nodding back there, Joe? Keith and Fitzy. If you're unaware of any of the lineup changes at WEEI, variety of ways you can go check them out. Press release released yesterday. We've talked about it a couple of different times. Check out the Odyssey app if you need details on that. But Keith comes your way at 6 tonight with Fitzy. That was Jerod Mayo. Anybody can see the progression of Drake May. But it's interesting. I hear that. And we talked about this yesterday. I wonder who's really in charge when it comes to the Pats. And, you know, Curran made it sound like Mayo is in charge, kind of. He's got final say. He can overrule. He just doesn't want to overrule, which makes me question a whole bunch of other things. I wonder who's really in charge of the Patriots beyond just the quarterback decision. And I think we actually all agreed on this earlier when we were spitballing it. It's ownership, and it's probably Jonathan. I don't know this for a fact, but I don't think Robert's super involved day-to-day. He's still the boss at the end of the day. He's still in charge at the end of the day. I think Jonathan respects that to a degree, but the day-to-day stuff, he's taking over. And so I think the actual person in charge of the Patriots, and that includes personnel, high-level personnel stuff like this, not who's the 53rd guy on the roster, not who wins the dumb kicking competition, not whether we keep 8 or 9 offensive linemen, but coach, coaching staff, quarterback decisions, what we're doing at pick number 3, I think that's Jonathan. I mean, I think that's who's actually in charge at the end of the day.
I'm very curious about the case-by-case basis. Matthew Judon, ownership has to be involved in that at some level. It's a big contract. It's your highest profile player other than somebody who you drafted this year. And it becomes very public. And so if you decide to trade that guy, I got to believe that ownership is in on that conversation and having an opinion about it. To me, the decision of when you play the quarterback, it shouldn't operate that way. But I'm not naive. I do think that ownership probably has a thumb on the scale one way or another. It just shouldn't be a week-by-week conversation. I don't think ownership should be that deep in the decision-making with the coaching staff.
Yeah, no, I agree. They shouldn't be, but I just wonder if they are.
Well, I'd like to hope that they won't be.
Yeah.
A big conversation makes sense. Where do you see him kind of, you know, starting? Is it somewhere in the fall? Do we get to November? What do you think? That makes sense to me. Of course they're involved in that.
Yeah.
But I don't want them looking at the schedule and going, well, he's taking this many snaps. Basically, like the dumb crap that we do on radio. I don't want them weighing in with that.
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing that necessarily, but they're going, oh, the kid's pretty good, and it sounds like it's close. Play the kid. Like, that sort of thing. I don't think Jonathan's, like, and he might be, like, looking at training camp results. I don't know that that's what he's citing or tracking or asking to be tracked. I just think they probably get updates. The quarterback competition sounds like it's close. I'm sure the Crafts have their people in the building, whoever that is. They had them when Bill was here. It sounds like Mayo was one of those guys. Is Mayo still? I don't know. But I'm sure they have their people in the building who report back to them, and they go, yeah, you know, it's pretty close. And Jonathan has, I think, the ability to say, we're playing the kid. And Jonathan does not strike me as a hands-off guy. Arcan, you said this earlier. You're like, for the most part, the Crafts were hands-off over the last 2 decades.
Right.
True. Number one, there wasn't a lot to second guess. I think they did stick their nose in there on certain things. You referenced them earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gronk and Garoppolo and stuff like this. But largely, what are you going to do? You're winning 12 games every year. You win your division every year. You're in the divisional round every year with a bye week every year. You're in the Super Bowl every other year, and you win 6 in 21, 22 years.
Right, and make a ton of money.
What
and
is there?
Boosted the value of that team exponentially.
Yes. So you're the second most profitable team or most valuable team in the NFL, I believe.
After the Cowboys.
In the latest Forbes rankings, thank you.
Yeah.
Second, number two. Think of where this was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And I know they probably think it's a lot about their business acumen. I'm sorry, it's not. It was about Tom Brady, FYI. And so what was there to really second guess and stick their nose in there, number one? Number two, it was Robert. I'm not sure it's Robert anymore, and that's a big change. And Jonathan does not strike me as a hands-off guy at all. Not that I know him personally. I've interviewed him a handful of times over the years. I don't know him personally. Does not strike me as a hands-off guy at all.
And listen, I mean, look at what is built down there. Like, you know, before the Crafts got there and even right after they got there, Patriot Place didn't exist. Like, there was the football field and a big empty field right behind it and the parking lots, and that was pretty much it. They've built an entire community down there off of being as good as they've been for 20 years. Like, that's... Yeah. Well, you don't think so?
Well, like 10 days a year, yes, there's a community.
Sure,
down there.
Fine. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, they built the whole mall and all that stuff. Like, it's a whole thing now. It's, like, really built up and built out. And you don't do that when you're going 4-13 every year. You know what I mean? Like, you do that when you have a great player and great rabid fan base and you're winning Super Bowls every other year and you're killing it for two decades. That's how you build stuff like that. And the Crafts know that. They're business people at the end of the day. And from a business perspective, Drake May is going to sell more tickets than Jacoby Brissett. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I agree. And that's, though, again, to me, that's a little more acceptable of a conversation that you'd have, where you have a bigger conversation about, is he going to have a red shirt year? Is he going to get in at some point? And what do you think he needs to do to get in? Not put him in because we need to sell tickets because the stadium's empty. And that's what scares me. If Jonathan is the type of personality, and I've never dealt with him personally, so I don't know, but if he's the type of personality that storms in and wags his finger and says, it's week 4, put him in, I'm sick of seeing the stadium like this.
Yeah.
Or week 5, because they'd be at home.
I think he might. With Bill out of the picture, he probably has the autonomy to do it now, and he might do that. He might be doing it now. Let's get to the phones here. AJ is in Dover. Go ahead, AJ.
How's it going, guys?
Good, AJ.
What's up,
how are
AJ?
You?
Doing well.
Cool.
On my way to work. Yeah, so I hopped on in the middle of that Saved by the Bell conversation.
Right.
Cool.
With Tiffany Thiessen. So I had a would you rather. And Megan could probably get in on it too, even though she's a female, but would you rather Danielle Fishel or Kimberly Hunt?
Kimberly Hunt. Danielle Fishel was Topanga.
Who's Emily Hunt?
Yeah, I don't know.
I said Kimberly Hunt.
By name, I don't know who either of those actresses are.
I don't know who Kimberly Hunt is, but I'm going to say Topanga regardless. Topanga, I mean, come on. Topanga's like top tier.
Can I be honest?
Yep.
What?
I always thought Topanga was a little overrated.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Plus,
no
she
way.
Was a little overrated. She had
speak truth to power.
She had great hair. As a female,
great
like
everything.
That's what I would notice. She had great hair, but I thought like they're just guys of my generation are always like Topanga is my first crush.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, she's fine.
I liked April.
She is fine.
I liked April O'Neil. She was a cartoon, but I liked April. That was probably
your first crush was a cartoon.
What can I say? I liked April O'Neil. And then she eventually was played by Megan Fox, so I feel like
that's
I was onto something.
Yeah,
there.
He did okay there.
Yeah, right.
Daniel Fishel would have played a great April O'Neil, I think. She could have done
no,
so much more.
Yeah,
she got pigeonholed by Boy Meets World, I feel like. It was hard for her to break out because that was such an iconic character.
Too mousy to be an April O'Neil.
Mousy.
Yeah.
That's mean.
Yeah, it's too mousy.
That's
too mousy.
Nah.
Is that mean?
That's mean to call someone mousy?
Inaccurate. Inaccurate.
Calling someone mousy is like calling someone homely.
That's not true.
Is it? Well,
yes,
not,
it is.
Well,
there's a good-looking mousy girl.
Who's mousy a good-looking mousy girl?
Does she do? No, I'm thinking of her. What's her face? From, she's in Stranger Things. Winona Ryder. Winona Ryder's a cute mousy girl.
She's not mousy.
I think she is.
She's very striking.
I consider Winona Ryder mousy and hot mousy.
Maybe like
this?
In her older age.
John in the car says she seemed too high maintenance. How about that? Too
Topanga?
High. Yeah.
Like in the show?
Definitely
yeah,
in the kinda, later
yeah,
seasons.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah.
Come on. She's dating Corey. Like, Corey, that was what it really made, because it's like, you're with Corey? Like, Kelly was with Zach Morris, and we all were like, well, none
that
of us are Zach
sense.
Morris,
yeah.
But we could all be
Slater's
Corey.
Slater's always trying to
you know?
Blow that up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
so that made it a
it's
little
like,
more
why don't
competitive.
You handle Jesse and her caffeine addiction?
Caffeine pills.
Well, at the end of the day, yeah, she's in Showgirls.
Right.
Erica Barkley, is that her name? Erica Barkley? Something Barkley. You know, not a bad consolation prize there, Slater.
A big hit that movie was.
Yeah, seriously, I've seen it a handful of times, more than one hand.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly Hunt is apparently the Pink Ranger. Is that true? Is that who
oh,
that was?
Okay.
Pink
I don't
Ranger
know what she looks
cute.
Like. Yeah, I didn't really watch
the
that
Pink show. Ranger was cute.
Yeah, I always wanted to be her when I was little.
Well, obviously not that badly. You don't even know the actress's name.
Well,
that was
I'm
mine.
Sorry, I didn't.
That was yours?
That was my first crush, yeah.
The Pink Ranger?
Yeah.
The Pink Ranger was super cute.
Pink Ranger's good looking, but she's not Topanga.
But we're too old for that show, right? Like,
yeah,
I didn't watch that show.
I was aware of it.
I didn't know who the actress was when I was little.
You just said it right. I was aware of that, but I'm too old for that show. It's like I just missed Pogs. Pogs were just missed it. I had a
lot of Pogs.
I'm too old for Pogs.
Pogs,
yeah, right.
Beanie Babies, Power Rangers. That was my childhood.
Yeah, I wasn't in on any of that.
I played Pogs. They got banned in my school.
I never played it. I just collected it.
They said it was gambling. We couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, all your friends were like 5 years younger.
Was this in the North End?
No, it was not.
You run a Pog ring around the North End.
Yeah.
Look at all these mousy girls.
He's like, yeah, he's got the Pogs over there.
Walking around with like a trench coat. I got Pogs. Yeah.
Open it up. You need a slammer? Need a slammer?
I got slammers right here.
I'll tell you what. If you think of doing that, Arcan.
Look at this one. Hologram.
If you even think about doing that inside the town lines of Burlington, you'll be arrested on the spot.
Probably.
So
yeah, man in a trench coat walking around saying you want to see a slammer? That's not. That is not.
You kids want to see my slammer?
That's not a way to stay out of prison. Mr. Z is in Providence. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Long-time listener. I've been listening since the guy we never mentioned at the radio station anymore a while back.
Mike
when
Salt.
I first, it started with a K. He yelled at everybody, basically.
Ah.
He was really mean. But anyways, when Mego first started with Lou and Fourier, I really enjoyed it. It brought a different perspective. But then the point I wanted to make sure I get to was the fact that Mego reminds me of the kind of girl that can hang out with the boys because she could take the blows like the boys do. But then she can also dish them out just like the boys without being petty, which is something that I think is missing when we include women in the sports talk, which I think they belong. I don't have a problem with it. It's just sometimes they tend to hit below the belt. And I think you've seen it, Malika Andrews' example. But anyways, you guys are great. I really loved it. I'm going to follow you guys. And because of you guys are the first time I've ever followed any radio personality stuff because I love the satire, how you guys yell at each other.
Sure.
Just keep the good work up. And I just wanted to say that, guys.
Thanks, Mr. Z.
Thank you.
Mr. Z, first time, long time there, apparently.
Very nice.
All the way back
to
the Kirk days.
I will say I definitely did get petty at times with Arcan.
What about 100%?
Yeah, 100%.
That was the biggest,
so
most
I'm glad
egregious thing
you
said.
You didn't take it that way, but yeah, Arcan took it that way for sure.
Definitely.
What did Malika Andrews do?
I don't know.
People have different interpretations of some of the stuff she says. I don't really get it.
Huh.
They think that sometimes stuff she says, they don't like it. I like Malika Andrews a lot. I think
but like her
great.
Takes? He was saying she was petty and below the belt.
Takes?
Huh.
I don't think it's like she... I don't know. I don't watch enough of Malika Andrews to know. I just know that's a thing that
some people have. On behalf of all women in sports media, what did Malika Andrews do? What's the issue with her? Speak for her, please, if you could.
I'd probably be successful. I don't know.
So there you go. That was Mr. Z. Kind words there. 617-779-7937. Do we have a Megsplaining, Meg?
We do. A final Megsplaining. I thought since it's the very last time, we would do what I think is usually our favorite segment, and I have a bunch of these stored up with nowhere to go. The final relationship roundtable.
Nice.
We need to sit down and dole out some advice to people who have been waiting on it, but just haven't gotten to them yet.
Okay. So we will empty that out. Relationship roundtable in Megsplaining right after Trending with Arcan.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Cars for Kids. Red Sox are off tonight after taking 2 of 3 from the Astros over the last couple days. They remain 3.5 games back from Kansas City for that last wild card. They'll be back at Fenway tomorrow to take on the Diamondbacks in a weekend series. In other baseball news, this just broke. The Mariners are firing their manager, Scott Servais. This after they went 2-8 over their last 10 games. They've fallen 7 games back in the wild card. They're actually closer in the AL West, only 5 games back there, but they're going forward without the skipper.
So can I just jump in on this?
Yes.
Red Sox, 67-59. Mariners are 64-64. Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Red Sox are ahead in the wild card race. Alex Cora gets an extension.
Yes.
Second biggest in baseball. This guy gets fired?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's been to the playoffs. How many years have they been to the playoffs in a row?
The Mariners?
Weren't they in it last year? They were been in it at least.
I feel like they just missed it last year.
Okay. Was it 2 years ago they were in?
Yeah, they were in the ALDS 2 years ago, and that was their first playoff appearance since 2001.
Okay, well, that's not great. But he's been in the playoffs more recently than Cora. Basically has the same record as Cora. He's out. Cora gets a big, giant extension.
Should ask Cora about that.
I'll
ask Cora.
Why don't you? Good job on my behalf. I'll record a question for you, Arkin.
Very good. All right, another baseball news. Dom Smith signing with the Reds. And speaking of the Reds, Joey Votto announced his retirement yesterday on social media, a 6-time All-Star. He was the MVP of the National League in 2010. Patriots have released defensive lineman Mike Purcell ahead of their preseason finale on Sunday against the Commanders. Cutdown day is Tuesday, where rosters have to get down to 53 players. Patriots practice a long one today. Went over 2 hours for the first time in camp. 2 hours and 24 minutes, although Curran says don't read into it. In other NFL news, the Commanders traded their first-round pick in 2022, Jahan Dotson, and also a fifth-round pick in the upcoming draft, 2025, to the Eagles. In exchange, they get back a third and 2 sevenths, and the Falcons have signed veteran corner A.J. Terrell. It's a 4-year extension worth $81 million. No more stressing over your old vehicle. Donate it today and get it picked up tomorrow. It's the easiest service out there. Donate online at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. I'm Christian Arkin. That's what's trending.
How's Tom Curran? Earlier today here on Jones and Mego with Arkin. Full interview up on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. Check that out. We also have it out on social media. Check it out as well on the Odyssey app if you want to hear the full interview with Tommy Curran. He says there's nothing Drake May can do to win the job. That's frustrating to hear.
Pulling Nancy Kerrigan on Jacoby Brissett.
That's true. I mean, Brissett, he has to win by knockout and injury. So good point, Arkin, according to Curran. I did ask. I said, well, okay, well, then why the change? Why is he now getting reps with the top offensive line and the starters and everything? I was like, why is that changing? And he said, well, you got to put more in front of him. The more he does, the more you got to put in front of him. So, okay, they keep putting more in front of him. Is there still time to win that job? That would be my question and a question that we asked. So, again, if you're looking for that, a lot of different places to go find the full interview there from Curran. We haven't played this yet. We referenced it real quick in passing. Again, before the show today, it's been busy around here at WEEI. Mm-hmm. So before the show, Brian, running Twitch, mentioned Jaylen Brown put out a rap video. I'm sorry, song, track. And I say, okay, well, yeah, maybe we'll get to that at some point. We'll see. I didn't have time to listen to it or chose not to listen to it, I guess. And in the middle of the show, and Arkin mentioned this, the title of it is Just Do It, which you would think is a shot at Nike. Brian's listened to it now a handful of times. He said there's no reference to Nike in the song. The title is a reference, obviously, but there's no direct reference to Nike in the song. You want to hear some of it? You want to hear a little snippet?
Absolutely.
I've not heard this yet. We can play this, Joe. This is clean enough to play. All right, let's hear Jaylen Brown. New track, Just Do It.
If we could run it back, would you cherish it?
Stop.
It's already bad.
It's already horrible.
Bad. Yeah, that was not in the not, yeah. He needs like auto-tune or something.
It was already terrible.
Yeah. Can you rewrite? Can you start it over again? Like that very beginning, that was bad.
If we could run it back, would you cherish it?
Arkin, we've done mock raps better than this.
It sounds like him talking at the podium.
Doesn't sound like a song.
Is he underwater?
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like he's talking at the podium.
Is this from his underwater workouts, which are back, by the way, Mago? Did you see this?
He had the ball with him, though, and it was in his left hand.
That's true. He had a ball. I saw some free weights as well. Let's hear it. Let's give the thing a shot, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's not be like people with Jones and Mago. Let's give this
thing a shot
here. Yeah.
Like I cherish you. But now you get replaced like a parachute. We drowning and I'm wasting my breath. Yeah. Trying to keep the who don't want to be kept. We hiding our feelings, but our eyes are speaking. Once you leave, I fall like it's autumn season. But I'm not for monogamy. My heart is out of space. I'm talking astronomy. Weight up on our chest, but you're not as strong as me. If all we do is argue, maybe you're not the one for me.
Does it do anything? Does the song do anything? Is that all it does the whole time? I mean, I've been told we can't play the full 2-minute snippet, which, by the way, it's a 2-minute snippet? How long is the whole song?
I know, right? It's like 5 minutes of that?
Seriously.
I don't think it's horrible.
It's not good.
I think it's pretty bad.
It's not good. Does it do anything? Does it go anywhere? Or does it just do that the whole time?
It sounds like a basketball player rapping.
What was the 50 Cent song with the 21 questions?
That song is nothing like 21 questions.
It's so much better than this.
Oh, no, but I'm saying I feel like it is trying. It's like inspired by that.
I see. Yeah.
The rhythm of it, it reminds me of 21 Questions.
Arkin, not to put you on the spot. Before he says it, I'm going to write it down. Mm-hmm. But before he says it, I already know his answer for
that.
Best athlete rappers, Arkin.
Shaq, obviously. Well, I mean, come on, that's an easy one.
This is like a newlewed game.
That was a piece of cake. I knew he was going to say that.
I forget his name now, but
Allen Iverson.
Not Allen Iverson.
Kobe Bryant.
Dame Lillard.
Not Dame Lillard.
Ooh, damn.
He's married to that model. He was like a defensive guy on the Cavs. What the hell was his name? I can't remember it. But he had a couple of songs that were
pretty good. What era of the Cavs?
The LeBron Cavs. What the hell was his name?
Version 1 or version 2?
The version 1.
Oh, version 1. I'm sorry.
I am talking about
Matthew Dellavedova.
Antonio Brown.
No.
Do you like his raps?
No. I did that whole Lot of Money song I kind of liked, but no, I don't like him.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Antonio Brown?
No. I have no who on the Cavs you're talking about. I have no clue.
I am talking about. Oh my God! What is his name?
Delonte West.
No.
I have a good guess though. Pissing me off. You can't even Google it.
I'm looking up NBA players who rap and it's Cav not. Rapper? I'm not seeing it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that means he can't be very good. Arkand.
Do we just need to name the 2009 roster and it'll come to you?
I'm glad this is how we're spending the final moments.
I know this is the way to do it.
Well, you can just move on too. Are there any other names, or did you name them all?
I think I named them all.
Okay.
And if this comes to me, I'm going to blurt it out.
Or is Jalen better than the guy on the Cavs that you can't think of?
No, he's worse. He's much worse. The guy on the Cavs I can't think of. Iman Shumpert.
I do remember
that. Is a legitimately good rapper. And so he's probably not, even over Shaq, I'd put him over Shaq.
You're saying Jalen's not.
I'm saying Jalen's not, yes.
Iman Shumpert over Shaq, yeah.
Wow. And Shaq number two, and then the rest of everybody else. Iverson had that song. Kobe Bryant had a song with like...
I feel like it was kind of singy though. It wasn't really a rap song, right?
Yeah.
It was kind of like a sing-songy thing going on.
Yeah,
I remember the Kobe song.
Yeah, well, who was the? Someone sang. Some very attractive woman sang the hook on that song.
Oh, I Google her. Like you Googled the Cavs player earlier today.
Tyra Banks sang the hook on the Kobe Bryant song.
Tyra Banks.
That's the true story. So there you go. There's my NBA hip-hop minute.
I've shared this story before, but first swimsuit edition I ever got, Tyra Banks on the cover.
Pretty good.
Burned in there deep. Mm-hmm. Burned in there real deep. Oh, by the way, wait. While we're talking about things burned in deep, it's Elizabeth Berkley. I said Barkley earlier today. Berkley.
I know what you meant.
And apparently the Pink Ranger, we were saying that was the actress's name. That was the character's name.
Oh.
The actress is Amy Jo Johnson. The character was Kimberly whatever.
Doesn't really make a difference to me.
I want to correct the record because the text line was very upset.
Okay. Does anyone know who played Barney? Like, what are we talking about?
I think it was a series of people, I think.
You're going to say, I think it was a serial
killer. It's like Gallagher. There was like three of them.
Dark.
Okay. Well, anyway, without further ado, let's get to the final Megsplaining here on Jones and Mega with Arkin.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Megsplaining.
Megsplaining.
Text line says Jalen Brown still raps better than anyone on WEEI. That's probably true. Like, I would wager to say that's true.
I don't think that's true.
Who do you think's better?
I think Arkand and I have both done better mock raps than the one I just heard.
I don't want to hear those.
I feel very confident we put out better work, both of us.
Yeah.
Than that.
If we had a rap battle with Jalen Brown, both of us would win.
Well, No. I would need a lot of time to write it and plan it. I couldn't have a rap battle.
I'm talking like freestyle off the top. You know?
I'm not signing myself up for that.
That would be so embarrassing.
But if I had like a week to, you know, write and lay down some bars, I feel very confident I would outperform what we just heard from Jalen. Maybe he's got better tracks, but that I would outperform what I heard there, yes.
Okay, so this is our final relationship roundtable. We like to sit down to the relationship roundtable and take requests from people, from listeners, from people who have followed me on Instagram who are looking for advice in their love lives. So let's...
Relationship roundtable.
Yes.
So helpful.
Honestly, I didn't know if we had the imaging. So.
I was going to say, well, shout out Ryan, number one. Number two, this is not career advice. This is relationship advice, which is what we're doling out here. Yes. Okay.
So our relationship, did I say career advice?
No. I was just...
career advice from us.
That's what I was underscoring. No. This is our specialty, not career advice.
This
relationship
is the part of our lives that we have mostly organized.
Correct.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. This is from Ev. He wants to know, what is the best course of action after the first sleepover? Brunch, cook breakfast, or just leave? So you've had your first sleepover with someone.
Yep.
How do you handle the morning after?
Myself and Kathleen went to brunch. That is true. We went to brunch.
So you went out to brunch somewhere?
Yeah, correct. I believe. Don't hold me to this. I believe we went to the, is Rosebud still in Somerville? We went to Rosebud, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I remember that place.
So, yeah, that was...
Yeah, still there.
Yeah, brunch. That's good, right? I'm not going to cook, and I'm not gonna slink out, I don't think.
Have you ever slunk out?
I've not had many opportunities to slink, but I have slunk.
You have slunk.
I have slunk.
I'm a slinker.
But yeah. But I would say brunch splits the middle there. It's not, if a guy is at your house and he's like, hey, I'm making breakfast, I know a lot of girls are like, oh, that's sexy. Oh, he's cooking for me. But really,
it's like fake rom-com.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, number one, it's that. It's fake, you're trying too hard. And number two, don't you just want the guy gone eventually? Like, at least, like, you go to brunch, there's, like, a drop-dead date where it's like, okay, when brunch is done, he leaves, I go back home. Like, you don't really want him in there cooking in your kitchen, do you? You don't want that.
The answer to this is very situation-dependent.
Okay.
So if it's a night of fun... And maybe it's the first time you met this person, or it's something totally unserious, you slink.
Yeah, that's a slink
situation. The polite thing to do in that scenario is slink.
Yeah,
you
don't
want to hang around after.
Right.
They don't want me there.
One night stand,
I
slink.
Assume,
no, that's true.
I assume the night before was not good for her. Like, I assume that I disappointed her very much. Like, I'm embarrassed. Like, I want to get out of there.
Yeah, we're both.
That's how I feel.
Well, all right, we're both.
It's not because, like, I'm so cool. It's like, oh, God, this I'd better
get out of here. I don't really know what I was doing. You're not happy with it.
Right.
I slink at it. No, I get what you're saying. One night stand. Slink might be the right move, but let's say you've been on a couple of dates. Brunch.
Yeah, then
definitely
you have
brunch.
To have a morning activity.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need somebody to make me breakfast. You don't need to make them breakfast. If they want to make waffles or something that they usually do, then that might be cute, but I don't really care. If you go to brunch together, I think usually that's the easiest thing. You both get out, get some fresh air.
Exactly.
Get to sit down, and it's a nice new form of a date that you probably haven't done before.
Go be in public. Mm-hmm. You go be in public. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't necessarily need to be seen in public, but like other people around, it like breaks things up a little bit.
Build your alibi.
Would you really want a guy cooking for you the next morning? No. Not
if I'm at his place, I don't care.
No.
If it's my place, I'm like, hey, weirdo, get out of my cabinet.
This is what I'm saying. But like at your own place or at his place, rather? No, you don't want that.
Yeah.
I'd want to go somewhere. I don't want your crappy eggs. I want to go somewhere. You know what I mean?
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's so brunch. But if it's way less serious, then you can slink. Nothing wrong with slinking.
Do I have to split the bill at brunch or do I have to pay for the whole thing?
You have to pay for the whole thing.
I think I probably have to
it's
pay for the
first sleepover, mm-hmm. You have to pay for the whole thing.
That's one of the rare instances in which I'd
say you need to make that
literally
grand
paying
gesture.
For what you did the night before.
Yes, you did.
Literally paying
yes,
for it.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
That makes sense. That's fair.
Okay.
It's a good rule to abide by.
I really like this one. Paul asks, I hate the way my wife drives. She's always distracted.
Join the club, Paul.
Scratches the car.
Female drivers.
And I get car sick riding with her.
Yeah. Right.
How do I nicely tell her, get better?
Well, she won't. This is a female problem. Mm. She won't get better, and there's nothing you can say. You just have to...
You gotta hold on to that ding, and you just...
It's easy.
That's it, right.
So she's always distracted, she scratches the car, and you get car sick with her.
It's easy. Don't let her drive.
Take away her keys?
No.
Say I'm driving.
Are we in Saudi Arabia?
Right. No, she can drive herself around to places, but if we're both in the car, unless I really have stuff to do, I have something to do on my phone, there's something I need to do, I drive 100% of the time. Like 100%.
Traditional gender roles there.
I'm like, I can't sit in the car and let Kathleen drive. We're driving over the middle line. She's like looking at her phone. I'm like, Kat, we will all die if you drive us in this thing. Like, no, I'm not allowing it. So like, if I really have something to do, I'll put my life in her hands and I will sit there in the seat and like freak out. But yeah, otherwise 100% of the time I drive. We're both in the same car.
Arcan?
Cindy's not a bad driver, but, you know, I mean, she's a woman, so. I tend to drive most of the time, too. But when she drives.
She's alienated Burlington.
Yeah, right. I'm not, like, holding on, you know, I'm not holding on to my size there when she's driving. She's generally pretty good, so I'm exaggerating a little bit.
But okay, but it also sounds like.
I prefer to drive.
It also sounds like the listener is saying he doesn't like her driving, period, because he wrote she scratches the car.
Well, yeah. I mean,
she gets the cars, which I'm not sure that's her fault. Like, if you park your car somewhere and someone scratches your car, that's not your fault.
Well,
no.
If that's how it
Unless
got scratched.
Decided,
right. Correct. If that's how it got scratched, yeah. Right.
That's usually how cars get scratched.
Yeah, well, someone has to hit those cars, right? I mean, you're either the car that got hit or the car
that's hitting
them.
She's just out there, like, hitting cars and then driving home?
Yeah, if we're talking about Kat, yes. Yeah, if there were scratches on the car and she's like, oh, I guess it got scraped on the side of our street, I'd be like, yeah, right.
Well, just think about
what you're saying.
If a car gets scratched, it's a parked car. Someone had to have hit it and scratched it. It's probably a woman, right?
is it probably a woman?
Just saying, it probably was.
Yeah, this is more of them on the planet.
More women than men. Yeah,
this is more. Yeah, this is, that's just a stat. What do you mean? Why do you have such a problem with that? Why are you being so defensive?
You can't
about that?
Introduce a woman driving question like this.
Yeah.
And then not expect these guys to answers.
There's more women on the planet. It's just statistically more probable. A woman's going
to
hit.
Mind your own business. Let her drive like a crazy person.
It's stats.
This is not a battle that you want to wage.
And bring a helmet when you get in the car.
Yeah. Drive when you can and let her scratch her car up and keep your car separate.
Yeah. Just never let her drive.
That's
if you're both in the car together, never let her drive. And if you're not in the car, don't worry about it.
If you share a car, well, then that sucks. Your car's going to have scratches all over
it.
Yeah.
Kathleen and I shared a car for many years. So that's how it rolled. That's how we did it. Yeah.
Do you want to do one more?
Yes.
Okay. This last one comes from Mark. Should guys wear cologne or is it actually gross?
Okay. I haven't worn cologne for years. When I was in junior high and high school, I feel like every single guy, I was just dousing myself in cologne.
Cool water. I was a cool water man.
Ooh. What's cool water?
I don't know
cool
what that
water
is either.
The best cologne there is, pretty much. You guys don't know about cool water?
No. Who makes it? Is it like Burberry or something?
No, I forget.
You guys don't know cool water? Who makes it?
Yeah,
I have no idea. I don't know anything about it. Just cool water.
Cool water by Davidoff. Whatever, I don't know. I know it's cool water.
Ken Davidoff from the New York Daily News?
Probably.
I'm not familiar with that, but I couldn't tell you the last time I wore cologne. I have not worn cologne in 20 years.
Now if I smell cologne, I'm like, who's the weirdo with the cologne?
All right.
It used to be everyone
I feel like we've talked about this before. Don't you like a cologne? Don't you like a scent?
No.
Oh, you don't like a scent.
I don't. I actually like the smell of a lot of men's deodorants because they're very like woodsy smelling. So
there was enough of a pause there where she said a lot of men's and my mind just went racing. Men's deodorants.
Yeah, like Old Spice, I think, smells nice.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of men's deodorants that just have, it's a strong enough smell that it doesn't, it's fine. But if you're like spraying yourself in cologne, I got to be honest.
Yeah.
My first concern is that you're choosing the cologne instead of the deodorant. And I think that was a mistake that boys made
in
early high school.
What are you hiding? What stink
instead
are you hiding?
Instead of like washing a shirt or something, especially in college too, they just spray it with stuff. And I'd be like, oh, you just smell like sweat and grossness.
You get the whole building smelling like Axe body spray.
But hang on. But you two are younger back there. Braverman, you're how old?
26.
26. Cologne? Thumbs up, thumbs down. You wear it?
Depends on the situation.
So that's
but
a
most
yes.
of the time, yes.
So that's
I
a
also
yes.
don't
that's
wear
yes.
perfume.
Joe's in the club. He's
yeah. It depends on the situation. It's a yes. That means you wear it. Thumbs up, thumbs down back there. Jacob, he's thumbs down.
No.
What do you mean?
I wonder if it, I'm not surprised that he doesn't wear cologne. I wonder if it's like a generational thing.
It's like how...
No, you don't want to be back here, Mego.
It's like, it's like how intern Thomas told me it was a wild move to wear no socks with slides and flip-flops.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's like, boy, that's crazy. I'm like, no, it's crazy you wear socks with. That's a wild thing.
Hmm.
That's how you get a... hung up by your underwear in a locker. That's how that happens. You wear socks willingly in public, but apparently that's a thing. So now you're saying that's another cyclical thing, not wearing cologne.
It wouldn't be a deal breaker for me, but it feels a little weird. Like, why are you wearing the cologne?
Right.
What are you trying to make up for or covering
hiding?
Up?
Yeah.
It's just a little strange.
Okay.
I don't think it's like a deal breaker, but I don't think it's a necessity. What is necessary is showering every day, putting on your cologne
every day,
and wearing clean clothes. That's all you have to do.
Showering every day, definitely not necessary.
Yes, you should shower every day.
I shower every day because I want to. I like being in the shower. Being in the shower is great. I watch TV. It's
I
awesome.
Do recognize.
It's like a nice, peaceful part of my day.
I recognize cool water, by the way. I do recognize this.
Yeah. This brings up a great memory of our show for me when Arcan asked bald men to call in and tell us how they shower.
Oh, yeah. How do you do that? I still am not totally, like, they said, I forget what they even said. A couple bald guys called in and explained how they showered, but now I forgot how they did it. Like, what they did.
I
they have, like, a special shampoo or something?
This didn't work.
I know.
It is shocking. Like, what, how did that not work?
A lot of bald guys called in.
I know.
Speaking of takes,
that was our demo. We should have leaned into the bald guy.
That's true. That is very true. Speaking of takes that didn't go so well for Arcan, I want to bring in a call here, Joe, if you don't mind. Teresa in Burlington. Hello, Teresa.
Oh, how are you, John?
Hi.
Hey, Arcan.
Yes.
Why are you dissing my Burlington police officers?
Because they dissed me, Teresa. They were on Twitter, and they were saying that I suck on Twitter.
Get
from
him,
some guy on the force.
Well,
okay, fine. Well, then they do, too. Bunch of mall cops over there. Paul Blart. What do you want from me? I'm not supposed to hit back when they trash me on Twitter? What am I supposed to do, sit here and take it?
Absolutely not. They're our officers. They keep our community safe.
Yeah, they keep all the kids out of the food court.
I agree with you. The mall, but the police officers.
There's nothing else in Burlington. The only thing in Burlington is that mall anyway. It's the only thing to patrol.
Arcan is alienating people left and right, and he's the only person staying in this time slot.
That's a good point. He's the only one staying here.
I didn't start this, by the way. I didn't pick this fight.
You didn't.
Burlington police picked this fight.
Start it. Although
you're escalating.
I am escalating.
Question, because I feel like I saw this earlier. Were you even? How'd you even see this tweet?
Because I was searching my name.
Oh, there you go.
I searched my name on Twitter. So they said Burlington Police.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because it was a busy news day with people tweeting about us. That's why.
They didn't at you, though. So they didn't really start all that much.
They absolutely did. Absolutely they did.
Well, if you didn't search out your name, you wouldn't have seen it.
No, but it was still on Twitter, and it was my name there.
I'm with the Burlington cops on this one.
Oh, please.
I also side with Burlington PD.
Yeah, you guys would, you bootlickers.
All right.
They said nice stuff about me.
Yeah, there's more. Well, I get why. Yeah, they're indifferent on me. I should withhold my actual stance on the Burlington Police Department. If you're unfamiliar,
but you have no problem with them.
No, not yet. So if you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about, they tweeted that Arcan sucks and they love Mego earlier today. The Burlington Police Department, in a tweet that has since been deleted. Yeah. We'll wrap things up. There's more nice phone calls out there. I think we'll take more of those. We'll give some final thoughts before we get out of here today. That's next.
Because couples therapy is expensive.
I feel like this sounds familiar. The voice. What song is
this? My friend.
This is the guy who sang You're Beautiful.
This is James Blunt.
Yeah, yeah. Is that right?
You're beautiful. It's true.
There you go.
He has a unique way of projecting his voice.
Yeah.
Goodbye, my lover.
Arkansas is a big James Blunt, Gavin DeGraw fan. Mm-hmm.
I really like in that song, that other song he has, he tries to fit too many words into one stanza. He's like, you must be an angel with a smile on your face. I thought I could be with you. He just like strings it all together
all
really
in there.
Quickly.
Yeah. Okay. That's a little walk down memory lane there. Let's get back into the phones. A lot of you waiting patiently. That would include John and Lowell. What's up, John?
Hi. Part of it is, like I said, about the Patriots. I do believe they are literally cursed, and I'll explain why.
Literally?
You remember the curse of the Bambino?
I do.
Sure do.
Well, I give you the curse of the goat.
The Billy Goat curse is already with the Chicago Cubs.
It's true.
This is another take gone wrong by me, but I said the whole town was going to have a curse of the Bambino level curse when Brady left. In fact, I think Arcan, we at the old place threw a funeral for the city of Boston.
We did.
Professional sports teams in the city of Boston. The Celtics have won a title since then. So
Celtics
I guess that's,
told us to
that's
suck
out.
It.
The curse lasted 5 years or whatever it was. Wasn't quite as long lasting as the Ruth one. How's about Maurice in Nashua? Go ahead, Maurice.
How you doing? Great show. Oh. You guys entertain me on my drive home from work every day, and I had three takes with you guys. The first was the Patriots taint. The second was Aaron Hernandez blueberry bubblegum. And the third was Omi Yeehaw.
Okay, so the first thing he said sounded very questionable.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't know where
what
any
was
of
that?
I don't know where any else that was.
I didn't understand anything. Any part of
that. I don't know how coherent it was. How about you want coherent?
Oh, definitely.
You want right to the point. How about our good buddy
Eloquence.
Shane in Plymouth? What's up, Shane?
Shane.
Well, you Jones, you interrupted Jaggle. You got interrupted Meg for 2 years. Now the show's over.
Yep.
I hope you have.
Yep, that's true, yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Arcan, I think you need to go at hard on the first day. Why don't you guys just fight it, settle it out on the first day before you start arguing?
Okay.
And
arm wrestle, Mago? Maybe an arm wrestling match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. Just throw down.
Just fist.
See who's the real man.
Okay.
We don't need to mess around. Mago, thanks for having me on. Really enjoyed talking to you. Simply an enchanting host. You got a raw deal, and I hope they put you on at nights. Mago After Dark sounds like a good show to me.
Mago Jones, After Dark.
I'm going to be on you anytime they put you, whatever time slot. I'll be on you listening for you to slip up. And with another horrible take.
All right, Shane, I appreciate it. It's going to be 10 to 2, by the way, with Rich Keefe.
Wonderful
where you can
call
listen
from Shane.
Listen for terrible takes. Mego Shane. After Dark.
Shane, who I believe I thanked for shots, he let me thank him for shots at one of our after one of our live shows,
yeah,
and then
Louis.
I later found out that Arcan bought the shots.
Right. It was Shane's birthday, so I bought we all did shots, and then Mego thanked Shane. For
I thought Shane was because Shane came over to me and said we're doing shots.
We've come
and
to
so
find out.
I assumed that Shane was buying the shots, and then I didn't find, and I, so I thanked him, and he said you're welcome. And I find out after
took credit
the
fact, for the he took credit for the big sale.
You know what? We come to find out, Arcand is collecting baseballs for the youth. He's just buying shots. He doesn't want any credit for it, although he is now getting credit for it, kind of like the big salad. But yeah, what a magnanimous individual,
man
is,
of the people,
is what that was. So anyway, if you're unfamiliar with what Shane is referencing there, shakeups at WEEI, lineup changes. We've addressed it throughout the day. But the final Jones and Mego with Arcan has come to a conclusion here. Guys, any final thoughts before we get out, hand things off to Keith and Fitzy?
Just thank you so much for everybody who spent time with the show. It means the world to me.
Thanks for listening. This has been a lot of fun doing the show. I wish it would have caught on more. But Jones, I've been working with you for a long time. Mego, I consider you a good friend, and you're very, very talented. And we're all still going to be here, so we'll see you guys around.
Well, so that's the key message here. Mego remaining at the station, Arcan remaining 2-6. I'll be moving 10-2. So we're not going far. And unfortunately, some people have been let go from the station. Christian Fourier and Andy Gresh.
And shout out to Ryan Garvin.
Shout out to Ryan
Huge
as well.
Shout out to Ryan.
And so, look, we're not going to be going anywhere. The three of us will be split apart. So that's all. Also not going anywhere, by the way, Cars for Kids, who presented this fine final segment. The easy way to donate your car, you can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Stay tuned for Keith and Fitzy. That's next here on WEEI.
That's the pumpkin market.
The greatest gift when
I don't know
me.
This song.
And the card inside would say, thank you for being a friend.
When you wake up in the morning, na 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 na. Yeah.
It's not, don't pretend.
And the alarm gives out a warning, and I think I never make it on time.
Bow, bow. Yeah, you don't know
By
that.
By the time I got my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time. See the bus fly by.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.